This is the last halacha in Atilas Yadayim Shachris. An overview of the situations where Atilas Yadayim may be necessary. Eilu dvarim tzvichin Atilas Yadayim v'mayim. So other instances where Atilas Yadayim with water is required. Not just getting out of bed, that's the first one. Hakam in hamita, waking up in the morning. Or like we said last time, anytime you go to sleep, during the day even, Shita Nishman, you wash your hands without a bracha. But that's also coming amita, requires to wash our hands. Hayoitze mibeis hakisei. One who relieves himself in the bathroom, and we'll see footnote 21 momentarily, let's go through the list. Beis hamerchatz, bathhouse, shower possibly, let's see. Hanil til tziparnav, person who cuts his nails, whether it's his fingernails or toenails. Hamegaleach saroisav, haircut. The hacholeitz min alav, person who takes off his shoes. We'll get into the specifics shortly. Mertesha, daf yud in the pages. Daf yud. Hamishamish mitasei, relations. Hanogia bikina, person who touches a louse, lice. Hamafala es begadav, where he cleans his beged from them. Afilu lo naga bechina, even if he doesn't actually touch one of the lice. Hachayfef roshay, scratches his head, requires the tefillah sedai. Hanogia begufo b'mukama samachusin, person touches a part of the body which is generally closed. V'hayoyitze mibeis hakoros, person who visits cemetery, requires the tefillah sedai. Hamalavis hameis, or even after the hespedim, there's the levaya. If there's a levi hameis, it also requires a tefillah sedai. Or shenichnas boil hameis, or if a person enters into a house, into a place, which is enclosed, which has a mace there, requires a tefillah sedai. The hamikis dam, bloodletting, also requires a tefillah sedai. So let's go back to our list. We have about 10 items here. The first one we said, kamin amita. Person who gets up in the morning requires a tefillah sedai. Then, hayoytzi mibeis hakisei. Person who leaves the bathroom. So take a look at number 21. Hayoytzi mibeis hakisei. V'afilu lo yasa tzrachav, says the Mishnah Berurah. Just enter into the bathroom without taking care of any needs requires a tefillah sedai. And he writes, yesh lahachmer. One should be machmir that if he enters into the bathroom, even if he doesn't do anything there, just entering into the bathroom, one should wash their hands. One daf tes. Okay. If the bathroom is also used for other purposes, there's a faucet there, an aron, a cabinet, a cheder kfisa, or maybe there's a laundry room, or if he's just using it to get through the bathroom, to get to the laundry room, which is very common. It's footnote 21. Very important clause, that if any one of these situations present themselves, so then you would not need to wash your hands. Quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Abba Tzion, because as he writes in the footnote, "Ein vata kiseos shavis banina mechayv netila kasher chenasim l'shul." There's a tzad, post can work very strongly with, it's based on the Chazon Ish possibly, that the vata kiseos in our days don't have the status of a base kise in those times. Because of the plumbing. Yeah, exactly. So, with these factors,
in other words, there's no refuse that's still sitting there.
Right, right. So if it serves another purpose other than just the toilet, so then you're good. So, which is most bathrooms have a washing, right? So again, why not?
That's the reason why, like in Europe, is it leftover that they have something called a washing room that's really just a toilet by itself?
Oh.
Yeah, but even in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Right? Sometimes they just have a toilet like in a separate room and then everything else.
Right. Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Never really understood.
But of course, there's going to be those who are machmer, and there are some poskim who are, it's not just a chumra, but there are some who hold that the Beis HaKiseh today is a Beis HaKiseh. So if you enter in, even if you're passing through or whatever other job you may want to do there, it would still acquire an Atzilas Sedayim. But certainly, again, if a person going using the bathroom, he has to wash his hands. But if there's other things there, which, like Ben said, there are bathrooms which maybe a washroom which only has the toilet. But if most bathrooms in America, you know, there's other things there. There's cabinets, and there's certainly some place to wash your hands. If that's the case, if you go in and you come out, you know, the post can say that one would need, not need to wash their hands. Let's look at 22. So we said into a shower room. Cheder ambatia umiklachas. Beitayim in the house. So let's say there's a room. There's the shower room. There's a shower room, or there's the bathtub. She'ema beis hakise, but there's no beis hakise there. Ein chayvah litei dam lemishe nechtes shem v'lorachatz gufa. So then there's no chiyuv to wash your hands if you go into there. V'chim b'til litol yodayim mihakiyor hanin tasham. And you can even wash your hands. I mean, we said before that washing your hands in the bathroom may be problematic, because what does it mean washing your hands when there's a bathroom? How could you wash your hands in the bathroom? The bathroom requires you to wash your hands. So we said before, if it serves another purpose, you could clearly wash your hands then. Yeah, not make the bracha. Not to make the bracha then. But the same thing applies also with a shower and the bathtub. Same idea. Number 23.
You should wash your hands. If you took a shower, you should wash your hands again on the way out.
If you took a shower.
Because generally speaking, you're touching places.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, if you use the shower, you have to wash your hands. We're talking about if you enter in and then you leave without washing, without using, then there's a tzad not to wash your hands.
So if it's a separate room, you can't say bracha where there's a bathtub and shower.
If the shower, so I remember back in Los Angeles, so maybe you have bathrooms like this too, but there was
a sliding door.
And then the room was just to wash your hands, and then the bathroom was its own room. I mean, you walked into an area where, like, this was the area where you could do these types of functions, clean yourself, but there was a room, first there was a room to wash your hands, and then there was a room for the toilet, and then there was another room for the shower, so then that room, the chayra, you can make a bracha because it's separated by a door by each one. There may be a
tzad. Is it number two that they're concerned more about? Because if you have a shower or a bathtub, you know, ruba de ruba,
there are things
that are going down the drain.
True, but it's not designated for that. So it's like that's like derech harai. You know, people do that in the pool also, but you know, it's not. It doesn't designate it as a bathtub because it's. As a toilet, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So number 23 is when you cut your nails, you don't have to see everything inside. Because even if you cut one fingernail, you still have to wash your hands until you die.
What if you bite your nails?
Biting your nails, you do not need to wash your hands. You do not need to wash your hands. So that's also here. So cutting kids' nails. No, he doesn't discuss that here. He talks about cutting kids' hair. He talks about cutting kids' hair for, if they're less than three, for the upsharing. You wouldn't need to wash your hands. That could be just because it's a din in upsharing. Anyways, he says here from the Ishal Avram, he says if you cut somebody else's nails, you're okay. If you're cutting your own, then you would have to. But that's not the case when it comes to cutting hair. Cutting somebody else's hair, then you have to wash your hands. That's in number 24. Whether with the scissors or with a shaver, you would need to wash your hands, whether it's your hair or somebody else's hair.
Hair or beard?
Beard not. Beard not. And then he quotes machlokas about upsharing. Some say upsharing does not need. You don't need to wash your hands if you take a snip. Another say you should be machmer.
Is it cutting hair in a regular sense with the shears, with scissors? Perhaps if you're using the same thing you use on your beard.
Then you would have, it's a din.
Trim your hair.
Yeah, it's a din in the hair. So even if you use the machine, which is for your beard, for your hair, you still have to wash your hands. So number 25, we talked about touching your shoes, taking off your shoes. It's not only taking off your shoes, it means even, even if you just touch your shoes, but that refers to leather shoes. So anything which is not leather shoes, yesh lahakel, you don't, wouldn't have to, yeah, wouldn't have to wash your hands.
What's the
In the Torah, leather shoe refers to leather shoe.
That's considered to be proper shoes.
Yeah.
What's the?
Yeah, here misvara, b'chara, there should be no chilek because it's a din in the shoe. So what does it matter? But it's some type of a spiritual inyan. Yeah.
The whole thing with leather on shoes is because shoes are—it makes it, you know, it makes it real as opposed to like cloth shoes, which is like slippers. But now people wear
They make them
cloth.
Real. Yeah.
Is with the ruba. That's what the shoes are.
I would imagine it's machlokes, but I don't remember.
It has nothing to do with the tumor that's on being dirt. Just practical.
Yeah, it seems like it's an Indian in lichluch. Yeah, but. It seems like that the din is the din in lather. That's just dumb shoe. Because, you know, if anything, it would be dirty. You'd have to wash your hands if that's the case, you know?
Exactly.
A new pair would be an afkamina, yeah. A new pair would be an afkamina. Right?
What would a new pair be an afkamina?
It's not dirty.
Friendly. I'm saying it's dirty.
When I say, the difference between what we're saying, if it's din in lather, then if it's leather... does it make a difference? Yeah, it's a din in the shoe. It's a shoe now, even though you haven't worn it yet. It's made as a shoe. So, you have to wash it. Shoelaces are exempt from washing. So, if you're very... If the shoelaces are made of leather, that's a good question. I would assume that, yeah, then maybe it's bottled to the shoe.
A pair of shoes with leather laces, you don't have to wash it.
Yeah.
You reach the pinnacle right.
26 says that it's dafka din in louse, in lice. I mean, there's a din that bug does not requires netilah, but any other bug would not require netilah. But there's some machmer with any type of a bug. What else do we have here? Number 29, we talked about being nogia b'makoma samachusim, places on the body which are normally covered. If you touch underneath those places, you would have to wash your hands. So take a look at, let's read 29 inside. Hagdaris mekomos machusim. How do we magdir place which is normally covered? Tali lefi azman ubemakom. It depends on the season and the place where you live. Lachin enogia biyaladim etinokas makom shechal kiguf mina machusa. Right. So you're dressing your children, and you're touching places which for them are not normally machusa. So then ain tzarich netila. Wouldn't need netila. But those who are machmir, they say, no, it goes on you. Meaning, if you're touching a place on them, which you would normally clothe, so says Rosh Hashanah, then you should, says the Chazon Ish, then you should tackle wash your hands.
Changing a diaper.
Changing a diaper, yeah. Definitely. That's machusa. Yeah, you're changing their socks, yeah. Your feet normally covered. So that would be an afkamina between Rosh Hashanah and the Chazon Ish. So some say that there's also this tour is only on a place which is not a makom machusa, is only if it's not sweaty. But if you're touching a place on the body which is normally not covered, but you're sweating there, so then the zeya itself, the sweat itself, will require netilah. So then, according to this, there's makomas machusim, and then there's also sweat. And if you're sweating in a place and you touch that, we require an atilas of that. Again, when we talk about atilas, we're talking about before learning, we're talking about before davening. Of course, the stam is an inyan in tara. It's always an inyan to have your hands tara at all times, if possible. But that's really a midas chassidus.
Why? Why is it important to have your hands clean? I mean, I don't mean physically clean. I mean
spiritually clean.
Yeah.
Hashem loves tara.
If you're going to do something, I understand. If you're going to do
something, chazal, according to the chazal,
so.
there's a certain. Of course, the whole inyanim of tara is a chok. The Rambam means it's a chok. We don't understand tuma v'tara. One thing we know is that the neshama with tara is like a fish in water. There's a certain connection to purity that the neshama enjoys, which it's a lachatz on the neshama
The summer is entrapped in a goof that's ruba de ruba, not tahar.
Well, anyways, it has to deal with the fact that the goof, everybody's tamei mes nowadays. Not much we can do about that. But any tyra, every tyra, yes, it's a different section. It's a different something to deal with. But there's two things that the neshama likes tyra, and Chazal said the Kadosh Baruch Hu also he very much loves tyra. So again, it's a midas chasidus. There are people who are very sensitive to tumah that they could be margish to tumah, and it's. So that's a certain sensitivity that people have. Yeah. It's a real metzias that they feel. So, unless a person is in that place.
Where does the mikvah fall? Is that space on Arafat?
What do you mean?
Washing after the mikvah.
Yes.
It's practical.
Yeah, but again, it is practical. It is practical because you're definitely going to be touching yourself. Let's say so you didn't. So the mikvah it has a very interesting status. On the one hand, it brings tara, but it also has the status of a merchatz. So you don't say psukim in the mikvah. What? No, you don't say. Well, that could be maybe not a din in the mikvah. It could be because of the showers which are there. But as a general, we don't say psukim, even though there are skulas and things which tzaddikim bring down that you should say in the mikvah. We don't make brachas. We don't do psukim. Only people who are making brachas in the mikvah will be an isha and a ger. They would make a bracha. But that's the extent of it. Everything else is done in the head. Everything is done in the head. So it's interesting because on the one hand, it's a matayer, but we treat it as a base. It's a base hamerchatz too. Person uses the mikvah. He should wash his hands. Anyway, it's not. It's the most little shchich that he wouldn't touch any place beforehand. But he should wash his hands. Number 30, let's see that inside. Hayotzim Beis HaKvaros. Now, this is the seder of what happens when a person leaves the Beis HaKvaros, Le'elenu. V'noegin lehizor shal lehikanes lebayis acher. Shai bebayis HaKvaros, if they think Tila. The minhag is not to go into another house, into another place, until we wash our hands in Tila Sedayim. V'in lokin ha'kli miyad acher. It's from Rebbe Kiva Eker. We don't pass the keli. And we're getting to see the sources of this inside. We don't pass the keli from one to the next. We put it down. I think many put it upside down, even, right? Upside down. Okay? You don't see that here. V'gam noyagin shlo lenagif hayedayim acher netilas. We don't wash our hands after this netila. It's like a din in mayim achronim. There's no need to wash our hands after mayim achronim. It's really a sitra acher dika washing. V'acher hayetziyah mekivei tzadikim she'ena b'seich b'sakvars ein noyagim netilas yedayim. So if you go to the tzaddik and he's the only one there, and you're not coming in contact with other kfaros, tzaddikim b'misasam, you know it's a different status. See, there are those who will do so anyways. But mikar adin, he brings down. You wouldn't need to wash your hands after visiting the kever of the tzaddik. Number 31, the last item on the list. Going into a car, so we're makeling. Yeah, we're makeling going into a car. Yeah.
Even somebody outside, Malabar Nay is outside.
Mm-hmm.
So calling who doesn't go in has to wash.
If you're Malabar the Mace, yeah, there's a din washing for a while after being Malabar the Mace, yeah, not just inside, anytime, even outside. You've waited outside, but now you're Malabar the Mace. Until you see that for that. Yeah. 31. Is make his dumb. We don't need to see it inside, but that was bloodletting. He says, what about blood? We'll see it inside. Why not? Blood tests. The blood test the din in drawing blood. Let's say it's a blood donation or it's a blood test. Shlomo Zalman says you don't need to wash your hands. Those who consider this to be make his dumb. What is make his dumb? It's not of the din in the refuah shabbos. It's the din in the bloodletting shabbos. So if you're taking a blood, so mind off kamina. Okay, so we have a nice long list here of different things which require a tefillah sedayim in great detail. And that pretty much concludes Siman Beis. Let's start Siman Gimel. We have a few minutes. Let's just start the first halacha. V'haksiv v'hatznei alachas im elokecha. This is about levishas begadim v'hilucha. How to put on clothes and to take off clothes. Right, there's nothing which escapes the world of halacha. Shivisi Hashem l'neg v'samed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, as we'll see in this halacha. Hatznei alachas im elokecha. To go b'tznias with Hashem. L'fikach tzarcha adam li'os tzanua b'chol or choysef. A person should be tzanua in all of his ways. Not just in how he conducts himself when he gets dressed, but in every aspect of his life. Right? So therefore, when a person is getting clothed, taking off his clothes, he should be careful not to reveal parts of his body which are normally covered, even though there's nobody in the room or it's dark. Try to do what he needs to do to get dressed or undressed under the covers. Or in a lav dafka, under the covers. Now people don't usually do that nowadays, but it means with a robe on or in the corner. I mean, it should be in a matzah where you feel like you're covering yourself, that you're not exposed. Person shouldn't see that I'm by myself. Who can see me? It's dark. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will echal eretz kavodai. V'chashecha ka'aril v'hanis baruch shema. Light is and dark are the same to him. V'atznias v'haboishas mevinas adam l'idei hachna l'fanis baruch shema. Atznias brings a person to good midos. Brings a person to hachna. It in itself is a very virtuous midah. But atznias is something which brings to other midos tovos. Like hachna. It's associated with hachna. So again, similar to the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there's a little bit of musa here in regards to this halacha. The proper context is that it's not just a din and how you put on your clothes, which we'll see right, left, and that's where that comes into play. Putting on shoes, putting on clothes. But it's a din also in Tznius, which is a din in Midos Tovos. Halacha finds its way into the world of Midos Tovos very, very often. These two things go together, derech eretz kama latar. Okay, so this is somewhat of a longer halacha. We'll save that for next week.